Hey, everybody. You're listening to President Sean's Rotary Roundabout, Episode 9 for Week 11 of the Rotary Year, September 10th, 2018. Hello, fellow Rotarians and friends. I'm Sean Mullen, president of Club 27, the Rotary Club of Des Moines, Iowa. My year of service as president is for the Rotary Year 2018-2019 that began on July 1st. Welcome back to Rotary Roundabout. Thanks to all of you who are offering comments and ideas on my podcast. I appreciate them, so keep them coming. I want it to be of benefit to our club and Rotary overall. This past week's meeting featured Tom Narek, our District 6000 governor for the current Rotary year. Tom is a member of the West Des Moines Rotary Club and is a retired school superintendent, most recently for the West Des Moines Schools. During his presentation, Tom shared a compelling and emotional story about how he and his wife Carol have been actively involved in the Ecotepec, Mexico project for District 6000 since 2007. If you're not aware of or familiar with this particular project, the Ecotepec project is a collaboration between the Rotary Club of Ecotepec, Mexico and our Rotary District 6000 here in Iowa. The first communication between the project partners took place in late 2001, and the first visit to Ecotepec by Iowa Rotarians was in February of 2002. In March 2003, 49 Iowa Rotary members visited Ecotepec and worked with Ecotepec Rotarians and other community members to construct new classrooms at the primary school sponsored by the Rotary Club. Since 2003, more than 770 project team members from Iowa and around the United States have visited Ecotepec to execute projects identified by the Ecotepec Rotary Club. Examples of past projects include construction and beautification within local schools, activities to prevent tooth decay and intestinal parasites, as well as many more. In 2007, the University of Iowa began offering an international interdisciplinary service learning course called International Perspectives, Ecotepec. Students in this class study Mexican culture, intercultural competencies, effective teamwork, and discipline-specific topics. This training prepares them for their visit to Ecotepec over spring break, during which they participate in a community service project related to their area of study. The Rotary University partnership has been especially productive and beneficial for both partners. The joint effort is, as far as anyone can determine, a very unique one. When Tom and Carol began participating, they knew it would be a life-changing event, but they had no idea that they would also change the life of a young Mexican student named Angel. Tom related the story to our club at last week's meeting, saying that one evening the Rotarians had gathered to wind down for the day when Tom noticed a young boy with his parents off to the side of the room. He said they looked clearly anxious. One of the Rotarian interpreters approached Tom and Carol, saying that this family would like to meet with them, but they were apprehensive to speak directly with them. When Tom asked why, the interpreter said that the young boy was going blind and needed an operation to save his sight, but the family did not have the money to do so. They wanted to know if Tom and his group could help. Without knowing the costs or implications, Tom said that he immediately asked the interpreter to tell the family that they were going to be taken care of and that the young boy, Angel, would get the necessary operation. As it turned out, the surgery was going to cost almost 16,000 Mexican pesos, or about $850. With Tom's leadership, almost half that amount was raised yet that evening towards Angel's surgery. Here's how District Governor Tom tells the story of the Ecotepec experience and how it continues to change lives.
So we're talking with District Governor Tom Narek and your experiences in Ecotepec, where you have served ably over the years, and your compelling story and touching story about Angel and his needs.
He had, I think it's called strabismus, where one eye was crossed way over and he couldn't see. and the other eye was moving in that direction. And so what we ended up doing is the surgeon that corrected his eyesight worked in the private hospital, and the cost would have been prohibitive. But she said, I also have rights at the public hospital, and I will do the same surgery for him in the public hospital and give you a tremendous price break. And so that's why it cost us that small amount. Yeah. And it was able to happen. And then he had the surgery, and like most little kids, he kind of rubbed his eyes the night of the surgery, and he took out a stitch by accident, so they had to go in and do it again. But we've seen him now, I think, 5 or 6 times, and he has to wear glasses, but his eyes are just wonderful. And to see him looking straight ahead and smile, and it's nice. He's a student. He's a sixth grader in a school that's the Rotary School. It's the first school in Ecotepec that Rotary District 6000 helped, and the actual name of the school is Rotary School.
Oh, great.
And
great.
So whenever we go there to visit, Carol and I go there twice a year, if I don't see him coming, he attacks me from behind and almost tackles me because he's so happy, and his family's happy, and it's just a wonderful story.
So you also have dental students from Iowa?
Yes, yes. We usually it's spring break for Iowa, University of Iowa, and we have anywhere from 50 to 60 people go. This last spring, I think we had 48. And so there's a team of dental students and professors, and they go around to the schools and they do dental screenings. They teach the kids how to brush their teeth. We give them toothbrushes and toothpaste, and they do fluoride treatments, varnishing, and just kind of help with that part of their health. And then the pharmacy students, 30 to 40% of the people in that part of Mexico have intestinal parasites. And so they give deworming medication. And they obviously learn. And every year they probably several thousand doses of that are given. And the adults in that area also can take advantage of it. And then our water team, the biggest problem in Mexico and some undeveloped countries like that is water. And so we put in water purification systems in schools. And the beauty about that is we're getting children fresh water to drink, safe water. But also when the schools open, they allow the neighborhood, the people living around there, to get fresh water. And then we build, we paint, we make cement. And in Mexico, when you make cement, you do it by hand. And it's really good. And we have a group of high school students that go, and some college students, as I mentioned, but some other ones that aren't involved in those programs. And I always tell the parents before we leave, we will bring your children home, but they won't be the same. And the same is true for the adults, the Rotarians. It changes your life just to experience that and see that. And I think the thing that two things. The people there always tell us, we really appreciate you coming. We like that you can bring some resources to help us with things, but that's not what we really love. We love the fact that you give up a week of your life to help us. That's really neat. And then the students, when you listen to them on their way home, they talk about how they're going to make a difference in the world versus on the way there, they're talking about all the things kids talk about in our country.
Sure.
And it's just quite a transformation. So it's a really good experience.
Well, thank you for your leadership, and thank you for sharing that story. And come back to visit us anytime, okay?
Well.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. We
good
had a lot of fun.
You bet.
Wow. Isn't that a great story? If you're interested in learning more about the Ecotepec project, you can click on the link in the District 6000 webpage, where it links up with the Ecotepec webpage, as well as their Facebook page. We'll be welcoming some new members to Club 27 during the new member orientation meeting scheduled for this Thursday at 11. Our Rotary Youth Exchange Committee will meet at 1. As a reminder, you'll want to be sure and mark down the upcoming activities of our Wheels Fellowship Group for September 22nd and the golf outing that's coming up as well. That's a wrap for this episode of Rotary Roundabout. Feel free to let me know what you'd like to have featured or other ways that I can make this medium beneficial to our club. Thanks for listening, and I look forward to seeing you around Rotary.